Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Wow, the first hour went by. Hey, thank you, everybody, for all the calls. You really kept us busy. That's great. We'll keep them coming the next hour. Rainy day, so, you know, why not listen to the radio? Give us a call. Check out the website, bucks-bears-stags.com. And the Facebook page is very, very active. The new book cover has been completed. Everything's ready to go except the content, and we're working on that. We get all the database of all the animals that we've measured and all the past ones. We get those two databases merged, and everything will be good. All right, get out, stay out. Stay safe, stay dry this weekend. Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back. I don't know if you know or heard this yesterday, but yesterday President Biden signed the Bipartisan Protecting Hunting Heritage and Education Act. That was H.R. 5110. It was led by the Representatives Mark Green and Richard Hudson. And they are members of the Congressional Sportsman's Caucus. Hats off to the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation for driving this effort. There were others as well, Sportsman's Alliance and many, many others. But H.R. 510 marks a significant victory for the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation. And here's what that bill did. It will ensure that certain federal funds remain available for hunter education, archery in schools, wilderness programs, and many other critical student enrichment programs. Remember, we brought this to your attention a few weeks ago. companion bills were led by Senator Tester, which is Senate Bill 2735, and John Cornyn, Senate Bill 2828, that also to address this issue in a bipartisan manner. There was only one dissenting vote, one, in Congress. This was unanimously accepted by both sides of the aisle, and hats off to Congress for once for actually understanding the needs of their constituents. So good news on the outdoor front, at least when it comes to an education standard, as far as the funding of certain hunter education, archery programs, and wilderness programs. Signed into law of the land, no more of this woke baloney when it comes to that type of thing, you know. So, let's see where we go from here. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see who we have on the line. Aaron, who's that? Dave? Hello? Oh, nobody. Okay, I thought somebody was calling back. Okay, good. All right, well, let's see who calls. 410-WCBN-680, 410-922-668. Good, somebody's calling in. Yep, early muzzleloader season. I'm looking forward to it. I hope to get out a couple days bow hunting ahead of time. You know, I ripped up my back in, 2005, 6, 7, somewhere back in there. I had frozen shoulder surgery, and have had since. It precipitated me, and I had just purchased a new bear compound bow. Precipitated me from shooting a compound bow. I would pull the bow back, and my left arm where I had the surgery would just drop. I couldn't hold the bow. then later I had surgery on the other side, you know, the right side. I think I was 2011 or something like that. So I went to the crossbow to do any bow hunting. I took a couple deer with the crossbow, one on video, as a matter of fact, that appeared on one of the television shows somewhere. And I took one buck with the crossbow and several does. And, you know, I used it for a while. It's heavy. It's hard to reload. It's difficult to maneuver in a climber or a tree stand. So a couple of years ago, I decided I'm going to go back to the compound. And I bought a compound bow. I can't even say the name of it right now. Actually, I wound up with two of them, and I'm shooting both of them. Reduced my poundage way down from 63 pounds to about 52, 53 pounds, somewhere in there. And I'm enjoying shooting a bow. So I am going to pursue bow hunting with the compound this year. I don't have enough time to practice with the recurves like I shot my first deer with. I love the recurve. I love the way it shoots. But I just, you know, so I'll get out with a compound bow, long story short. And then the early muzzleloader season is probably the most favorite season of the year. So there we go. Let's go to Dave in Owings Mills, finally. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's been a while since I've talked to you, probably about 10, 15 years.
Is that all? Oh, well, I hardly missed you.
Thanks a lot.
No, welcome back. What's going on?
Well, I'd like to call you a lot more often, but I start work at 5 and they won't let me listen to the radio, you know?
Oh, man, I got you. You have to get a pair of earbuds or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that might not be good either. You're trying to get me fired, huh? If I get fired or retired, I just go out and set in the woods, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I got a challenge for all your listeners.
Let's hear it.
And it's a real basic challenge. We talked about this before, but it can never be said too many times. I challenge all the hunters and all the fishermen and all the shooters to get one new person involved in your sport each year.
Yep.
So if you have somebody out there that never shot trappers, I'm a big trap, skeet, sporting clay shooter.
I know you are.
Take them out to the range. Take them out to the range. Show them how it's done. Once they break the first target, they're usually hooked.
I'm introducing a good friend to deer hunting this year. I've already cleared the way for the landowner. He's got his 30-06 shot in for a different adventure, but the muzzleloader hunt is hopefully going to be during the early season. And yep, we're going to introduce somebody brand new to deer hunting.
But you know, Alan, that kind of disappoints me now.
Why is that?
I don't know why you're going with the 30-06. You should have them go out and get that most popular caliber out there, the F-150.
The F-150, yeah. That is a good caliber. I've taken at least one buck with that. You know, but I much prefer, quite frankly, the muzzleloader, the 270, the 350, or the 450 Marlin, the 20 gauge, you know, all of that.
But the thing is, Alan, if you had the F-150, season's open year-round.
Year-round, I know. I understand that. Yep. I get it, yep.
Well, I just called you up and lightened you up with a little, humor.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'll be in touch with you on that first edition. I just haven't put my hands on it yet where we stored it. So I'll get that to you.
Okay.
Well,
you
sound
have
good?
A day and it's a nice day up here in Cockeysville. It's raining like there's no tomorrow.
Oh man. Yeah, that's what I said. Don't go out in the rain, but you know, once it clears up today, just check the forecast. If you got no rain coming, get out there because, you know, wind's going to shift back around to the northwest. It'll be a great evening in the stand, I hope. So.
Hey, there you go. I tell you what, we have a lot of deer out there. How many were harvested last year by firearms?
I have to look. But it was certainly not a record. I think it was somewhere around 75,000. If I'm right on that, I'll have to look though.
And what's the health of the deer herd in Maryland right now, population?
It's good. It's look, I say it's good for the hunters, okay? We still have the unlimited does. We still have the 10 doe limit in each season. We're encouraged to take antlerless deer. The National Deer Association just put us, I think, fifth in the country as far as our percentage of deer harvest, as far as the doe harvest is concerned and our QDM, quality deer management. We still have the antler restrictions for the second and third deer. The overall health of the herd is around 200 to 225,000 animals estimate, down from 300,000, which was overwhelming. But I think this population being down about a third from its all-time highs is probably manageable, unless you ask a farmer. And then every one of them's too many. So,
yeah, I'm out there in right near where that deer on 70 you hit. I'm out in Mount Airy, and I know every bit of 15 deer come out the backyard every day.
Yeah, yep, I get it.
I mean, it's something else.
No question. So,
and they're not
all right, buddy.
Anybody. They're out in the middle of the day.
Oh yeah, yeah, no problem at all. So
okay, Al, you have a good day. We'll be in touch.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate the call.
All right, bye now.
See you, buddy. Bye bye. Well, look who's here. Let's talk to Miss Fran. Good morning, Fran. How are you, girl?
Yes, good morning. I'm still hanging in here. I want to thank you for having a show and having the connections to know how to inform the hunting community of what is going on. Because I'll tell you the truth, without your show, a lot of people wouldn't have any idea as to what is going on. And those victories are not small. And I take my hat off to anybody had anything to do with getting that passed.
Exactly. Yep.
Also, exactly. I was wondering this morning, did you hear about the area where spiders were falling from the sky by the thousands?
Happens every year.
Well, yeah. What fascinated me was where they came from. Because of the storms, the flooding was so bad. They needed to go somewhere where they could rest, have food, and, you know, and breed. And so what they did was each spider made a web for their size and consistency and attach themselves to it and let the wind carry them with these storms to where they see dry land. And when they saw land that they thought, this is a good place, we can live here. And then they would let go and drop right on the ground and, of course, on people and everybody. They didn't bite, but it's just amazing seeing. I never thought spiders would inspire me. But what they taught us humans to do was take what you have, improvise, take the assistance of whatever you can get from the outside, put it together, and you can go and achieve what you want and need.
Exactly. Good lesson, Fran. Good, good, good. Thank you very much.
Well, it helped me learn. I was feeling a little sorry for myself. But after hearing how they got their act together, I tell you, I'm going to get myself together and stop feeling sorry for my hand or my this or my that. And I'm going to take the good parts of me and get up and do something with them.
There you go. What's wrong with that? That's fantastic, Fran. That
all
is
right,
fantastic.
Well, all right. Well, you and Robin and the grandkids all have a great day.
Oh, we will. We're having a great time.
Well, so.
Yeah, a lot of rearranging, but we're doing good. Everything's
great.
But
that's great. Fun, you know. That creates memories that never forget.
Oh, you're
all right,
no
well,
question
have a good
about
week
it.
Now.
All righty, thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. There she goes. What a treat. Hey, you know what, folks? I've got to tell you about a couple of our sponsors here. First break of the day, Clyde Sports Shop being one of them. Now, we had Dave on the line. He's got a 725 Satori. He loves that trap and skeet shooting. He has at least one. And it's a beautiful over and under shotgun if you're an upland bird hunter, even a waterfowl hunter. If you like the feel of an over and under, you like the way that goes, you only get two shots. You don't get to bang out three. But you know what? That Satori from Clyde Sports Shop, that Browning Satori, comes in a bunch of different models. They have the field model, the 725. They have the sporting model for the shotgun sports, the sporting clays. They have the CXT, which is a little less expensive with the elevated shooting rail. They've got the White Lightning, which is the engraved model and a beautiful model there. So why not check out the Over and Under Satori, Over and Under Shotgun at Clyde Sports Shop in several different models. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. ClydeSports.com is the website. Two S's in the middle. Clyde's is open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting, as well as full-line Browning dealer. Why not stop by Clyde's Sports Shop? You'll be glad you did. Our friends at Backyard Billy's, man, it's their season. They're getting cranked up for the heating season here, getting very busy. They've got the electric fireplace inserts. If you're HOA doesn't allow you to have gas, they've got the gas insert. They've got the wood insert. They've got the pellet insert. Freestanding pellet and wood stoves as well. Anything you want to heat for supplemental or primary heat, you can find it at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's for sure. We're a customer. They just did our service work on our fireplace insert. It's looking beautiful. They replaced the rock wool, cleaned everything, cleaned the glass in the front, went in and took all the dust out that was, you know, that had accumulated there. And we just thank Brian and we thank Bill and all those folks at Backyard Billy's for being such a great sponsor and such a great supplier of everything they do is top notch quality. The furniture, the sheds, the grills, the fireplaces. Backyard Billy's is the place. Why not stop by this weekend? BackyardBilly's.com, the website. Hearth America has a Facebook page. 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B. Evans Avenue, headed eastbound on 50. Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America, that's the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North. Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed Gulf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
Yeah. All right, my baby looks good in camouflage. Got a couple callers on the line. Let's go to Debbie in Preston. Good morning, Debbie. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. What's going on?
Not much. How's your babies?
Babies are doing great. They're both fast asleep.
You know, wonderful. They're
they're a handful, but you know what? They're a lot of fun. So
they're
very quiet right now.
That's a good thing.
This is Grandma. What do they call you?
Grandma.
Grandma. Yeah.
Yeah.
Robin is Gamma.
Gamma. Debbie, and I'm Grandma.
Grandma. Yeah. Grandma and Gamma. Got it.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. No. Thanks for calling in. Are you in the muzzleloader contest?
Please? Yes, I told them. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Well, if you guys need me, give me a buzz.
We're good, Debbie, right now. But we will if things get too out of hand, you know.
All right. And I enjoyed Fran.
Oh, she's great. Fran is
nice
great lady.
Yeah, I met her at one of the dinners. She's a nice lady.
Yes, indeed. Yes, she is, no question. Very, very big advocate for what we do here. So,
yes.
Shout out to Fran. You have a wonderful day, Debbie.
You do too. I'm going to Aiden's game at 10. So.
All right. Well, we're gonna pack up the kids and do something. So.
All right.
Take
good
care.
Luck.
See you, Debbie. Have a good one.
All right. Bye
bye. Joseph in Parkville. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, Alan. How are you this morning?
Doing great. How about yourself?
I'm getting there. Pretty well. I'm getting there little by little. I'm on the right side of the dirt, the most important thing.
That is the most important thing. Yep.
Yeah, I am on the muzzleloader. By the way, I assume that you can only enter once a month when you're doing this contest.
Well, we make sure that you have one entry in, let's put it that way, to be fair to everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't know whether if I call again next week, if I had a good joke or anything like that.
Oh, you can call with a good joke. You can enter again.
Okay.
Know. Yeah, sure. But I will tell you, everybody gets one chance.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Just to clear that up.
I got you. By the way, I got a laugh out of your hunting with the F-150, and I wanted to know, though, did you get the buck or did the buck get you?
both, buddy. Buck got me for Buck got my insurance company for $8,000, $8,500, if I remember right. Put me out of business with a truck for a week with a rental. Great job getting it repaired. The dealer did a wonderful job of getting it repaired. But yeah, that was pretty expensive deal for my insurance company. Of course, my deductible I think is $500, so he got me for $5. You know, but the meat wasn't harvestable. I had to go back and try to find my license plate the next day, knock that off. So,
I met a guy in a traffic court one time, and he had hit one solidly, and then he got his new truck, and he was driving, this is down in Virginia, 60 mile an hour, and one jumped out, and he swerved to avoid it, and he ended up wrecking his truck anyhow. The worst of it was is they got him for reckless driving because they couldn't find any hair on the front of his car, truck. If he'd have hit the thing a little bit, he'd have been okay. But as it was, he ended up being like $700 or $800 in court fines.
Oh, man. Yeah. I understand.
I did have a question, if you're not too busy, about fishing for northern snakeheads. Have you done that? And where would you suggest I understand on the Eastern Shore there's a couple places.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Blackwater Complex is the epicenter of snakehead fishing here in Maryland. A lot of free fishing down there around the refuge.
Okay.
Any ditch is a highway down there, for the snakeheads. But, right around Blackwater is a very, very popular spot. And you'll see the lineup of cars.
Okay. And the other thing,
are you active online, Joseph?
I can be, yeah.
Go to www.bigazfish, BIGAZZFISH.com.
Okay.
That's a magazine we published this spring. The focus is on the invasive species. A lot of good articles on snakehead fishing, a lot of good articles on carp, a lot of good articles on blue catfish, a lot of good articles on flathead catfish.
All right. Okay. I appreciate that. And I used to do a little hunting, but mostly it was bunnies and pheasant.
Yep.
And I was never very good at it. My dad was the one who could really bang.
I will tell you, near you, Gunpowder, Bush River, all great for snakeheads. All the upper Eastern Shore rivers.
Okay.
Okay. They're right now they're, what's the word, endemic in Maryland. They're everywhere.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You got it, buddy. Thanks for the call. 410 WCBM. Okay. Yep, thank you. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We love our callers when they ask questions. And, folks, we did publish a magazine on snakeheads. It's got a giant snakehead of Big Fish Eddie on the cover from the fishing family. Lee Hale and his family, they fish all the time, and they catch some tremendous fish. So, all right. Look, I'm going to tell you about Backyard Billy's, our friends at Backyard Billy's. You have that beautiful fireplace, that hole in the wall you never use. Well, we did too. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. They're the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Now, Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation and have provided us as recently as Saturday, a week or so ago, with the friendly, knowledgeable service and follow-up. Anything we need, we call, and they're here. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and that room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. I've got the remote control right here. I'm going to turn it down right now because the temperature is well above what it needs to be for me to be comfortable. The light, I can turn that on. Look at that. I can turn the fan on. Look at that. Isn't that great? I'm sitting here in my lounge chair, my easy chair with my feet up, talking to you on the radio, controlling my fireplace, and there it just went out. How about that? Isn't that gorgeous? Isn't that fun? Instant heat anytime you want it. You need to do that. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands, also pellet, wood, inserts, electric inserts, freestanding pellet and wood stoves, any kind of heat you want. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Get ready now. It's going to get cold. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat, that's Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. That's where you want. Route 50, eastbound, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Now, also here on the shore, we got a lot of listeners on the shore. We've got a lot of listeners on Delmarva. We love them all. We love to hear your calls and your experiences. Spurry's Tire Service. Dover Road is one of the main streets through Easton. At the corner of Dover and Elliott, okay, that's just off Route 50. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done, and that's where Spurry's Tire is located. American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires and everything else, like Michelin, Yokohama, and others. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make or model, all the way up to tiny to tractor trailer. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard, from garden tractors, any machine in your barnyard, from your tractor to any of your harvesters or anything like that, even lawnmowers and wheelbarrows. Tire service, tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check, they'll diagnose, and they'll repair your vehicle when your check engine light comes on or that little wrench comes up. They'll take care of that. That and more, including the 24-hour truck service, has kept Spurry's customers, including me, going back anytime I need anything. I've got a brake job. I've got a schedule. I know it's coming up here in a few weeks, and we'll get that done at Spurry's Tire Service. Stop by. No appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. 410-822-7384. You'll get a price on tires, or you can just stop by with no appointment if you want to get them on right now. Well, you might wait a minute or two, but they'll get you in a bay, and they'll get your tires put on. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. 410-822-7384, 822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025, or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Your hands start shaking, your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rack, that grunt, that snare, that stomp will make you a believer. And buck fever.
That's it. That's what it's all about. Hey, I didn't report this, and many of you know and many of you heard that Jim Shockey's wife of almost 40 years, Eva, passed away a couple weeks ago. Fight with cancer came to an end. Many of you know Jim Shockey, and the reason it came to my mind is a little bit odd. I was thinking of our sponsor up there in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, Shanks Argo. And I was trying to think of how I could illustrate what an Argo is. I've ridden in the Argos down in the Dorchester County marshes. There's nothing better. You can't. There's nothing better than that. I mean, a regular ATV won't touch it. Okay, so the Argo is the way to go if you're a Sika deer hunter, or you know, you love the marsh of the Lower Eastern Shore, even the mountains in Western Maryland. I mean, it's great up there too. But And a couple of our advertisers and our sponsors and that type of thing have owned Argos, and you know, we had the opportunity to ride in them and operate them. They're great, but Jim Shockey comes to mind because it's a major sponsor of his up there in British Columbia and the Yukon and wherever he hunts, and you know, it came to mind. And then of course, along with that goes the tragedy of his wife Louise passing away a couple of weeks ago. So there you are. 410 WCBM 680, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Get in the muzzleloader contest. Love to hear from you. Let's talk to Stephen in Parkville. Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good.
I just wanted to call in and get my name in on the contest there. I called in last week, very first time, and was lucky enough to win Tim's lures on my birthday.
I remember. Hey, happy birthday. Yeah, did you get them yet?
I got them the same day. They look great. Of course, I haven't had a chance to get out and use them because
happy birthday.
Operator error. I blew my boat motor this summer, so right now my boat ain't running.
That's no good.
That's life. As right. Always, next year, new motor, better boat.
Wow.
Yeah, I really love listening to your show. I've only recently caught on to it, which is why last week I was first time caller. But I now have you on every Saturday at 5 because I'm an early.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Well, good luck on the muzzleloader contest. Maybe
thank
lightning
you
can strike twice.
Thank you.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
You bet.
Indeed. You got it. Take care now. Congratulations. Yep. So my buddy Fred Reinthaler from Aircraft Heating and Air Conditioning sends me a joke just now. Three guys go to heaven. St. Peter says one rule. Don't step on a duck. First guy says, what? Anyway, he steps on a duck. Lightning strikes and the meanest, nastiest, not very attractive woman is handcuffed to him for eternity. Second guy, unfortunately, steps on a duck. Same thing happens. Months go by. Third guy never steps on a duck. Boom! Lightning struck, and the most beautiful, perfect woman is handcuffed to him. He asks, what happened? She says, I don't know. I have no idea. Last thing I remember is I stepped on a duck. Thank you, Fred. Think about that one. That takes some thought. I love it, though. Wonderful. Let's talk to Joe in Graysonville. Morning, Joe. How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
Doing great. What's going on?
I called to get in the Mother Lode contest. My granddaughter was down Blackwater Snakehead fishing. She caught 10 of them.
10 of them? That's good.
Yep.
Yep. Well, that's, you know, they're delicious eating. I don't know.
I ain't never ate them. She eats them all.
Let me tell you something. You like flounder?
Yeah.
You like walleye?
Yep.
Right in that same class, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
After trying one time.
I'll put them up there with my top 3 to 5 fish.
Yeah.
I'll put them up against white perch. I'll put them up against walleye, which is saying a lot for me because I love walleye. I'll put them up against flounder. So my top 4 fish right there. And guys love crappie. I like crappie, but I don't like them as much as I like the other 3. And I'll even move flounder to 4th place. I'll go walleye, white perch, snakehead, flounder. How's that for a rank?
That sounds good.
All right. What? You good? Are you good, Joe?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for getting in the contest.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Mike in his van. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Just like to enter the contest.
All right. You're in. How about that?
All right, man. Thanks so much. Love your show.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate your call. See ya.
All right. See ya.
Bye-bye. Hey, Linda in Baltimore. Good morning,
Hi.
Linda.
Hi, Alan. Good morning. I sat on the porch and I waited. I won the contest last week. I'm first friends.
Oh, you sat on the porch waiting for me?
Yeah.
I'm going to try and get up there this week. I will call you ahead of time, please.
Okay. I don't know what you look like. I'm going, I don't know if that's him or not. I don't know.
No. I'll call you ahead of time. We'll make an appointment. But
all right. Anytime.
You've seen Hawaii 5-0, right?
No. Well, a long time ago.
Yeah, you know what Tom Selleck looked like.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the opposite of that.
Oh, yeah. And I told some of the kids, you know, they all fish behind my house. And they said, did it come yet?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, I'll call you and make an appointment for sure.
All right. Thanks, babe. Stay well and keep looking up.
Absolutely. Always do.
Yeah.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yep, Linda won the muzzleloader last week. She's waiting for delivery on that. It has been a labor of love, but intensive. Imagine going back 3 years, over 600 people being measured, or 600, almost 600 stories, probably 400 or 500 photographs of white-tailed deer, sika deer, black bears, trying to remember all the statistics, trying to search back through Facebook for a particular picture, going through all the entries that are emailed in, where the form is attached, the score sheet is attached, the photos are attached. Go back, and fortunately, the database has been 99% completed. I can go back and get the measurements by, you know, filtering the database and so forth. But we've got all this information to compile into a book form. I've done it before. First one was intensive. Second one is even more intensive because there's even more stories and more photos and bigger and better animals than we've ever had before in Maryland. And we're going back and we're finding some legendary deer, some absolute legendary animals in Maryland that are just amazing. 200-inch whitetails, you know. We just had a sika deer that was in the picked-up category. It was an 8-point sika deer that out-measured anything and everything ever taken in Maryland. to date that we've seen, okay, the first Sika deer that grossed over 80 inches of antler. Tremendous animal. That's on our Facebook page, but there's going to be a listing in the record book. We got a new state record muzzleloader in the last few months. We got a new number one gross scoring. We got a new number one net scoring Sika deer for 6 points. Okay, the 8 points are, you know, they're, you can expect they'd be a little bit more. Some are, some aren't. So we've still got the best records we've ever had in Maryland, and they're all being compiled into a book. And that book is available online, bucks-bears-stags.com. We're also soliciting sponsorships for people who would like to have a loved one remembered, would like to just be a benefactor, would like to purchase a book. Any of that is available on the website, and the Facebook post points you in the right direction. So there you are. Mike in Baltimore. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. What's going on?
Nothing much. Just calling to get into the contest and tell you I love the show and listen to you every week and keep up the good work.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Mike.
Anytime.
Good luck
buddy.
To you. Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Aaron, did we speak to John already? John in Middle River. Good morning, John. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Well, I just want to get into the contest.
All right.
But I do have a question.
In. Okay.
About, maybe 50, 55 years ago, I took a course on under safety. Does anything like that expire, or is that still good? Or
no, if you, as long as you have your number and your card, no, you're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still got my card. It was all pretty much common sense, you know, what it was.
You knew, you knew who Lefty Cray is? Lefty Cray
really.
Is a world-famous fly angler, wrote a number of books, invented a striped bass fly called the Lefty's Deceiver. He was from Cockeysville.
Oh, yeah?
If you Google his name, Lefty Cray, K-R-E-H, you'll see he also has something to do with anthrax. He was exposed to anthrax when he worked in Frederick at the lab up there. But he's a world-famous fly. He's passed now. He's from Cockeysville. But his most famous quote is, "Common sense ain't so common."
Well, it's true, I guess.
That's true. Yeah. So, anyway, thank you for that. You have a great day.
Okay.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Thanks for entering the contest. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. I saw some videos of guys in Canada taking some blue geese and some ducks and the whole deal. And I will tell you, if you're a waterfowl hunter, you want to take a look at the Maxis 2 in the new Auric camo. That's a, I guess, proprietary camo of Browning. And it is A-U-R-I-C. I don't know what it stands for. I guess I should. A new for 2023, the reliable gas-operated auto-loading shotgun with additional enhancements to improve performance. It's hard to improve on the Maxis because it is one of the smoothest shouldering guns I've ever lifted. The Maxis 2, it's a waterfowl hunting gun. It was built for waterfowl hunting by Browning, and it does exactly what it says it'll do. It's got a composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad. It's got an inflex recoil pad and oversized controls. It now has the new Auric concealment camo from Browning. It's the Maxis 2. You want to take a look at that one and all the fine Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They've been around since 1957. The number 410-242-6108, ClydeSports.com. They are open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Stop by Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market.
Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, there's the music. That means we had a great show. We're come to the end of it. We had a question about how many deer were taken in the firearm season for 2022-2023. And that answer is 29,683 antlered, 42,872 antlerless deer, for a total of 72,555 whitetails and 2,225 sika deer. Thank you, Tackle Box Tim, for doing the research on that one and sending that out. We appreciate it. Robin ain't here, so somebody else has to do the search engine work. Anyway, get out, stay safe, stay warm, stay dry. Give your family a hug this weekend. Call a long-lost relative. Peace.